Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, April 14, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Walt Whitman's Lectures on Abraham Lincoln. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello, and welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive deep into the fascinating pages of Wikipedia, unraveling the intricacies of history, technology, society, and so much more. Today, we're stepping into the past to explore a remarkable intersection between two iconic figures in American history, Walt Whitman, one of America's most venerated poets, and Abraham Lincoln, the 16th President of the United States. Specifically, we're going to learn about Walt Whitman's lectures on Abraham Lincoln. Walt Whitman, best known for his poetry collection, Leaves of Grass, harbored a deep admiration for Lincoln, whom he often referred to as my captain, and famously eulogized in his poem, O Captain, My Captain. While his poems about Lincoln are widely known, many people aren't as familiar with the fact that Whitman also delivered a series of public lectures about the fallen president in the years following his assassination. These lectures not only provided personal insights into Lincoln, a figure shrouded in myth and legend, but also offered Whitman a chance to connect with audiences on a topic that was deeply important to him. Isn't it fascinating how someone known for breaking new ground in poetry spent part of his post-war career recounting the life and legacy of a president? It begs the question, in what ways do we remember and honor our heroes? It's clear that Whitman sought to keep Lincoln's memory alive through his words and presence. So let's delve into what these lectures entailed. Whitman started delivering these talks in the mid-1860s, shortly after Lincoln's death, and continued to do so into the mid-1870s. The content of Whitman's lectures evolved over time, reflecting both his own changing perspectives and the sentiments of a post-Civil War America. Whitman's lectures typically focused on Lincoln's assassination and the public's reaction to it. He recounted the events leading up to that fateful night at Ford's Theater, Lincoln's significance to the Union cause, and the immediate aftermath of his death. He'd often conclude with an impassioned oration on the virtues of democracy, a subject very close to Lincoln's heart, as well as the ways in which Lincoln embodied the American spirit. Interestingly, these lectures also became somewhat of a livelihood for Whitman. As someone who faced financial difficulties, the small income provided by the lectures was a welcome relief. However, Whitman's motivation to deliver these talks wasn't purely monetary. There was a genuine desire to honor Lincoln and explore the meaning of his leadership and legacy. Let's consider for a moment. If faced with similar financial hardships, would we also find creative ways to utilize our passions for support? Whitman's example certainly suggests that there is often a convergence of passion and necessity. In delivering his lectures, Whitman utilized a conversational style, speaking as if he were among friends. This approach may have led to the comfortable and intimate atmosphere in which these lectures were delivered, drawing his audience into a more personal reflection on Lincoln's impact. It's easy to see parallels between Whitman's narrative-driven approach and the podcasting world of today, don't you think? The power of storytelling remains an effective way to connect with and move an audience. Sadly, due to the passing of time and the nature of oral presentations, only scraps of transcriptions and personal accounts of these lectures exist today. With our modern reliance on cloud storage and digital recordings, it's a somber reminder of how many historical speeches and events were lost to the ages. Imagine the value and insight we could have gleaned from having the full text of Whitman's lectures, or even an audio recording. Now let's pivot and consider how these lectures fit into Whitman's body of work. For a man who so profoundly expressed the individualistic and egalitarian ideal through his poetry, these lectures offered a parallel path for Whitman to examine the individual worth and democratic principles epitomized by Lincoln. The poet and the president, both pioneers in their respective fields, found common ground in their love and vision for America. How do their shared ideals resonate with us today in our current socio-political landscape? As we near the end of our exploration, it might be useful to think about the ways in which public speaking, such as Whitman's lectures on Lincoln, can contribute to the collective memory of a society. In a time with no internet or television, public lectures were a crucial medium for shaping public opinion and keeping history alive. How do we view the role of public discourse in today's digital age? Has the internet amplified our voices, or has it perhaps drowned out the kind of intimate dialogue that Whitman was able to foster through his talks? Before we conclude today's episode, take a moment to consider this. If we had the chance to attend one of Walt Whitman's lectures on Abraham Lincoln, what questions would we have asked him? What emotion or insights do we think would resonate with us from his portrayal of Lincoln? As always, we encourage you to not just passively listen, but to actively engage with history, to ponder the rich tapestry of narratives that continue to shape our world, and to seek out the lessons hidden within them. Dive into the Wikipedia page on Walt Whitman's lectures on Abraham Lincoln to probe further into this remarkable bit of history. And who knows? Perhaps it'll inspire you to reflect on the legacies of the heroes in your own life. Thank you so much for joining us on Wikipedia. Remember to like, share, and subscribe for more deep dives into the curious and compelling corners of Wikipedia. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and may your spirit of discovery be as unwavering as Whitman's was for his captain, Abraham Lincoln. Goodbye for now.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Walt Whitman's Lectures on Abraham Lincoln. Thanks for listening. See you next time.